From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. A nuclear strike has been averted in the Senate. Custodians had wheeled in the cots. Senators were preparing to spend the night. And then something surprising happened. Something surprisingly rare these days, a compromise. A group of seven Democrats and seven Republicans reached an agreement last night to avoid a showdown over the so-called nuclear option. Republicans had been threatening to eliminate the use of filibusters by Democrats against President Bush's judicial nominees. Joining us now is NPR congressional correspondent David Welna. And David, we're all wondering whether this deal will actually hold up. But first, tell us what it is.
Well, Madeline, it is an agreement by a group of Democrats to allow up or down votes on some judicial nominees who had been blocked earlier by filibusters, which could only be overcome with 60 votes because these Democrats agreed to this. There would not be enough votes to sustain a filibuster. But it's also an agreement, and there are three judges who've been blocked who are guaranteed these up or down votes because of this. There are two others who are given no guarantees, and there are a lot of Republicans unhappy about that. But Republicans, for their part, agreed to not vote for the so-called nuclear option, which would have done away with judicial filibusters. That vote was expected to happen today, but because seven of them signed this agreement, there would not have been enough votes to pass that. So in a sense, they've reached this agreement that at least forestalls a vote. There's also a promise on the part of Democrats that they will only use the filibuster under what they call extraordinary circumstances in the future. But this does not preclude them from using such filibusters again.
Now, this deal was reached outside the leadership, and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist did not buy into this. And today he seems to be acting like he's not bound by it.
Yeah, he says the memo that was signed last night made some modest progress because there are these three judges who will get votes. But he says that it also did not comply with his principle that every judicial nominee should get up or down votes on the Senate floor. He also said that this did not take the nuclear option off the table. And he said that if Democrats continue to filibuster judges as they have in the past, he will bring it out. He'll schedule another vote again. He has no compunction about not doing so. And he says this agreement does not foreclose that possibility. And Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, responded that the nuclear option is off the table. Two very different views of the same agreement.
And David, is it unusual for senators to make this kind of deal apart from their leaders?
This is highly unusual. This is really a group of senators from each party sort of going over the heads of their two leaders and making a deal that really tied the hands of those leaders in a sense. Although, at the same time, the deal that was agreed upon last night is essentially the same deal that Democratic leader Harry Reid offered Republican leader Frist a little more than a week ago, and that Frist turned down. So in a sense, Democrats feel that they basically got what they wanted even before this agreement was reached. It's really Republicans who feel somewhat unhappy about this. They feel that they were going to finally put to rest the use of judicial filibusters. They're looking at Supreme Court vacancies coming up. They did not want Democrats to be able to filibuster nominees for the Supreme Court. Because of this action, that is not going to be the case.
NPR congressional correspondent David Welna, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Madeline.